Amen. I can just sit and listen to Allie sing. I mean, you really do a good job. How many agree? She has a great voice. Amen. And welcome back, Ron and Dawn. We went on vacation with you guys. We got up to date from your kids, so it was awesome. If you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 4. Tonight we should be able to finish this tonight. I hope you've been enjoying this series in Philippians. I really feel there's a lot of great truth in the scripture that we can bring out and share. Amen. And as Pastor Mark alluded to, I mean, it was that as church people, we need to be wise as well as harmless. How many understand that? And when it comes to the safety of the church, we care about everybody here. Amen. And generally, and I want to make this known to you, a lot of times when there's a problem with somebody that's upset, usually somebody that's upset comes back to a place where it's safe. Amen. To inflict on others with somebody they're upset with. So as wise people, if you know of a relationship that goes awry and somebody's upset, make sure that is known. Say amen. Amen. Because generally that individual is looking for somebody. Yep. Say amen. Amen. And how many knows that we need to be wise in those things? And if something looks strange, acts strange, probably is strange. Amen. There's nothing wrong with checking that out for sure. Start with verse 14, Philippians 4:14. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you communicated with my afflictions. Paul's now turning his attention on the gift that's been given. I shared last week that a gift was brought to him from a great distance and that he was overjoyed. And how many here have ever received something right when you needed it and it really blessed you? Yeah. Let me see your hand. Do you remember how you felt when it's like, oh, cool? Or maybe a need was met, or something came, or something unexpected. How many of us we can be like a recipient, but also be a giver of that? How many of us that if you become a giver of that and bless somebody else, God will make sure he returns it back on your life? Yes or no? I believe by setting ourselves up for a blessing is being a blessing to somebody else. Not that we're giving just to get. I don't like that statement. I give to bless, to say, hey, Lord, you have it. Amen? How many of us we can get prideful in that? Well, I'm so and so, I can get it. Well, come on. Just be a blessing. God will make sure he finds you. He's turning his attention on the gifts that the Philippians sent. He says, listen to me. It's not that I needed it, but I'm thankful for it. He commends their generosity. How many of us the Apostle Paul was said, whether I have much or little, I'm cool. But he's saying, your gift has touched me. He says that notwithstanding you have communicated well. That means you've shared in my afflictions. He has compassion and now there's interest in this. They gave themselves with a devoted love. Can you imagine a church that sought him out, that wanted to be a blessing to him? Not once, but twice. And he's going to speak, no other church did this for me but you guys. I want to be that church, amen? I want to be a blessing to all those that we come in contact with. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11, says, being made enriched in everything, that you may be bountiful through your thanksgiving to God. When I see Jesus said this in Matthew 25, 35, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. The Philippian church learned this principle. That's why we have outreach ministry in the church. Maybe you're unable to go there, but you can partner with some food. Amen. Say amen. How many of us, that's just as much needed? Oh, nobody's saying amen in here. How many of us, you do what you can. That's why those areas are out there. Say, Lord, I want to be a blessing that the whole church may increase. And if nobody comes from downtown to here, that's fine with me. They're getting reached. Somebody's being blessed. And love is being shared. Paul's calling out the church. Look at verse 15. Now you Philippians also know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving but you only. Paul's calling them out with their deep emotions. Notice he's saying, hey, could you imagine the Apostle Paul writing Lighthouse Church? I want to thank you, Lighthouse Church, that when I was in my afflictions, nobody gave to me but you guys and shared. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. We should look at these words and say these are still viable today. I want you to know that the gift, and I appreciate this. Think about this for a moment. The Philippian church would never have known that in 2000, this year, 17, we would be talking about them. How many think their gift is still giving? So you can never outgive God. It's always eternal. Had they known that in this year, that wouldn't have blown you away. Hey, in a few thousand years, they're still going to talk about you. Isn't that cool? How many of you say you can't outgive God? The areas that you sow into, listen to me, will return. There's an eternal value there. Look at verse 16. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again for my necessities. Twice he's been blessed by this church. He's calling them out, say, listen to me, I haven't forgotten. Now, don't forget the blessings that come your way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The Lord got it to you. Listen to me. Look to be a blessing yourself. Amen. Do you think the Lord will do that for you?
Yes.
Now, do you think that if you have a pattern or a habit of being a blessing, the Lord can get more blessings to you? Because He'll get it through you. And that's where the part where it starts to reproduce. Say amen.
Amen.
I mean, the Lord is able. I said the Lord is able. And sometimes even out of like something that you did for the Lord, say something. And this is true in my own life. I've shared with you, I've damaged leather coats for the ministry. I have. Laying under buses and fixing them ruined my brand new coat. But how many knows that it more mattered the people on the bus than anything else? I remember taking it off all full of grease. It's not coming off and just go, well, praise the Lord. I took it, wadded it up, threw it underneath the dash, and we kept going. Do you know the Lord brought back leather coats to me? And I didn't even ask. How many knows the Lord is able to make all grace abound? Say amen. That's why when you come into the house of God, here's a true fact. Take care of God's house, He'll help you take care of your house. Oh, that's good preaching. Come on, look at verse 17. It says, not because I desired a gift, but I desired fruit that may abound to your account. He's not so concerned about the material things, but the heart of the matter that what you're doing is so right. And I know you're doing it for me, but after I depart, that needs to continue. This church was a giving church. They're sowing into that area. And now that Paul's saying, listen to me, it's not so much I desired the gift, but that heart, that motivation behind it, the fruit of that. That's so important. It says that you may abound to your account. Listen to me, that fruit starts, it's like seed sown. That seed sown, then it follows a harvest. When God's grace is upon something, listen, that'll abound more and more. That fruit will grow, and it will bring an advantage to the Philippian church. Long after Paul will be killed in Rome, that church will still abound more and more. And we're just talking about it now in 2017. The Lord Jesus has blessed them time and eternity. I love that. I want to abound more and more. Anybody here? When God's grace is upon, listen, what you've sowed over the years, and like many of you, I've sowed in other places, that harvest will still come to you. It will seek you out. Even if you've sowed into other areas and other ministries, God will still bless you. Say amen.
Amen.
He's able to make all grace abound. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15, for all things are for your sake, that the abundance of grace through the riches of Christ may bring thanksgiving to the glory of God. I love that. When I look at the gift is good, but that fruit of that. Paul said, we know that we all need money, we all need raiment, but can you imagine a cup of cold water in his name will go, it'll take a reward, you'll receive forever. How many of those, that's the simplest of all gifts. All I got is a cup of cold water for you. That heart is there. God says, I will bless that. Notice the monetary value is really irrelevant to the Lord. It's your heart in giving. You just want to be a blessing. And like this church is one church that wants to be a blessing. Amen? I appreciate it. I like this church. And in fact, I love this church. This is a hardworking church too. Yes. You put your hand to it, you work it out. Say amen. Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate the giving heart we have. When Elijah was fed by that raven, bread and meat came to him. But you know, like Tom mentioned the other day, when the widow needed that meal to grow, to flourish, the oil to be there, I mean, that was the fruit of that. You make me that cake, and that blessing will be upon. The seed that you sown will produce fruit and continue until it rains. How many want that word upon your stuff? How many of those that goes against all odds? That's like having your gas tank full and there's no gas, but your gas tank never runs out. Every morning you got enough to make it where you got to go. I mean, that's just an unbelievable miracle. It's like every time you went there, it's not so much you even had to think about it. Listen, it'd be like, go there and walk by faith. Now picture this. You have the meal, you have the oil, and you got to make a cake. Now hear me on this. Don't get tired of God's provision while he's blessing you either. Well, I want something different. I'm tired of these cakes. How many of us we can get that attitude? Israel did. We want manna. We want manna. We don't want manna anymore. We want quail. Give us meat. Say amen. But what if every day you went to that thing and said, oh, man, there's enough for you, you, and you. Cool. And then you got up in the morning and you went there was enough for you, you, and you. Cool. And that went on every single day. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. And then all of a sudden it starts to rain and you go there and instantly the word of the Lord comes alive again. You'll have this until it rains. It dried up then. You want God speaking over your finances.
Amen.
Amen. The apostle saying, listen, the Philippian church made this abound more and more to you. That's a great blessing upon. Amen. Here's how I know somebody's a true prophet or not. Their word comes to pass. Not just my people bless you in the name of the Lord. Oh, that's really deep. And the prophet's willing to stick his neck out concerning lives to be spared. That's the word of the Lord. How many see it's so much deeper than just, hey, I'm a prophet, because you got it on a business card. What have you really prophesied? How many lives have been spared because of your prophecies? Oh, I can preach that, man. Oh, Jesus, help me. Look at verse 18. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things you've sent for to me, an odor, a sweet-smelling savor, a sacrifice well-pleasing to God. He's saying, I'm full and I abound. My expression is this. Listen, I'm full, I'm completely content. I love that. How many want to be full and completely content? Amen? He's saying, having received this gift, it's like, oh, it's like it like finishes it off. I'm totally done. I don't need nothing. God's already supplied, but the gift you brought to me, the heart of the church, is there. Can you see his care for the churches? His care for the churches was so unique, so loving, so kind, that he knew if this was in them, he did his job. And they received. Come on. A lot of churches today are a collective group of individuals, but no one has any clue what's going on. Amen? When these things happen, these tragedies, we do what we can in the natural, but most of my battles are in the spirit. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle over people's lives. They're being manipulated by the enemy. You got to bring down strongholds. That isn't talked about in the church anymore. We're so happy and so glad. Oh, that's just, oh, bless me, bless me. What about the warfare that comes with it? Amen? Do you know what? When the military trains people, they train them to fight. You don't get to go there and play patty cake. Say amen.
Amen.
And listen to me. The drill instructors know how to separate and get to you. They're going to push the buttons because they know every button to push. Right, drill sergeant? Paul's saying the outward abundance, listen to me, has not satisfied me. But that inward part, I'm complete inside. I've received this gift, and it's like, oh, that smells so good. It's like turkey and Thanksgiving Day. It's like mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing. Oh, yes. And you've kind of abstained from food for a while because you really want to be hungry when you eat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And it's like smelling those ribs cooking. Oh, man, the neighbor's cooking them up. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Or like Allie, the grass that grows in the grass. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Amen. We're working on Allie. She's partial turning. Amen. That gift, that image of an offering. It's like Paul saying, here it is. Oh, I thank you for that gift. You traveled a great distance. You sought me out twice to do this. I'm going to give my life in Rome. Oh, this is so great, Lord. Thank you for this church. He makes it personal to them. I mean, it's a personal thing, giving. When you take your offering, I want you to pray about it. Pastor Mark mentions this often. Take your offering and say, Lord, if you're married or have somebody there with you, lay hands on it. Lord, bless this in the name of Jesus. Lord, meet every need in the house. I release it to you, Lord God. How many of us, God will send it back? Pressed down, shaken together. Every gift is like an act of love. Always should be given with thanksgiving. If you got a penny, then offer your penny. Amen? We just turned in some of the change. How much came in? $287 came from those little change bottles. How many of those that goes into the building fund? Man, you can do that. We have a change thing. We pop it in there. A little bit adds up. Amen? Is it paid off the note yet? No. But bless God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift. I'm believing for this place to be paid off. I really am. Every gift that's presented to him is like a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, Lord, I want to offer my best. David got a hold of this and said, Lord, I want to offer you my crippled. I want to offer you, Lord Jesus, these lambs that are blemished. I want to get rid of those anyways. But I'm going to pick the best one that's out there and give that one to you. How many think God's able to bring that back? Now, here's the truth. God knows all. He sees all. He's above all, in you all, and through you all. Since he knows everything, why would we want to offer anything less to the greatest person ever? Our God and Savior. Amen? But how many times has it been, let's make it like the sheep thing. Okay, that one there, he's walking kind of limpy. You know, I'm going to offer that one up. It's still a sacrifice. It's still a gift. Say amen. How many knows if you keep offering that, the rest of them may end up like that? Ooh, nah, we don't want to go down that road. Lord, I'm going to offer my best so you can get a blessing from it. Look at verse 19. And God shall supply all your needs. Okay, is your Bible, is it plural there? Is there an S after need or does it say just need? Needs. How many have just need? And God shall supply all your need. I'm not a needy person. I have a few needs. And God shall supply all my need. I have very little need when I have Christ. Oh, come on. What did Paul have? He was chained in a Roman jail. He had some liberty with his friends. He's going to lose his head there. He's going to be beheaded in Rome. I have very little need. Come on. And God shall supply all your need, whatever that need may arise, according to his riches and glory. God allows no offering to be made in vain to him. Paul is being repaid, really, for all his effort in this moment. Paul, you get to see what the church is really like before you depart. I think that's the most greatest thing ever. That his life's work now is being brought back to him. All his sowing, all those giving out, shipwrecked, left for dead outside of Lystra, beaten with rods, is now coming back upon his life. I'm chained here. Food's there. Raiment's here. You know, I got a roof over my head. I may not like it. I don't have all the freedoms. But all my need is being met now. And God will meet all yours too. Say amen. Amen. What do you really lack right now as a believer? Honestly, what do you really lack? Is eternally are you lacking? Is spiritually are you lacking? Do you have this word? Can you see how too many times we have our wants and we make them so much our needs? Oh, I'm preaching now. How many of those you have very little need? Did God say, I'll supply that? Yes. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. Jesus said even the heathens worry about that. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things. I think we need to get above that in our thinking. Say, you know what? God's going to meet my need. All of them. And if I got another need tomorrow, he's going to meet that one. Now, I'm not trying to get so hung up on the little S on the end, but the truth is that God's riches are able to take care of everything I need. Is anybody with me? You're all just thinking. Has God met your needs before?
Yes.
Amen? Then, Lord, I need to meet other people's needs. Because if you have a need and you have a need, there's some needs there. Paul didn't worry about currency at this time of his life. He didn't worry about anything, to be honest with you. And if you think about it, Paul's food was brought to him. His shelter was brought to him. Hallelujah. How many of those, when you even feel like you're bound, God will make a way for you? Isn't that good? That even at Paul's end of Paul's life, God was still taken care of. I'm thinking that he was a pastor over many churches, and he was. He had great, that was the greatest part of his prayer life, is the praying for the churches. He was so consumed that when he was going to leave, wolves were going to enter in, not sparing the flock. They got giving down. We should get it down too. How many have ever been so blessed at a moment that you didn't really think about your own needs anymore? One, two, three. How many of us, that's a reality. Lord, let me walk in that abundance. Not everything has been created yet. Not everything's been given yet. I think we can walk in that wisdom. Amen? I'm rich in Christ beyond measure. And I've learned to be content with what I have because the Lord will never leave me or forsake me. Is this good? Is that good for everybody here? And when you received up into glory, what are you going to really worry about? And here's the last thing. When you went up, when you finally go up, what are you really going to take with you? Right. You came in with
nothing.
You're going to leave with just what's in you. Amen?
Amen.
Paul's saying, I'm rich in every single way. And having received of your gift, it's like, man, this is just like it, Lord. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Bless that church and let them always be a blessing. And in 2017, they'll be speaking about what happened that day. Amen. When I look at the Holy Spirit is the down payment, the earnest of all that God has for us. We should enjoy the Holy Spirit in our life. We really should. We should take those moments and cherish that time we can communicate to our God, to speak unto Him. Amen? And I've learned if I get lost in prayer praying for somebody else, my needs are met too. And there's been twice in my life, that every prayer that I prayed was answered. That I knew. I could check that off. Yep, 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 yep. And I remember going, Lord, it's all answered. Then this word came. Then you need to pray more. Forgive me, Jesus. How many of us, there are so many needs we can cover. Amen? I want to see a miracle happen for people. They got struggles in their body. I want to see it change. I really do. I really want to have races with those little buggies they push around with. Amen? I want to see that. Anybody with me on this? If God's able to meet all our needs according to His what? Ephesians 3:16 says this, that God would grant you, according to His riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might in the inner man. Lord, I want to be strengthened in those things. That when I become strong in the Spirit, I can walk over the things of the flesh. The flesh is my hindrance today. It isn't the Holy Ghost. When I'm fearful, it's because I'm in the flesh. Amen. Now, what if you pray, Lord, give me my daily bread? Jesus said to pray about it. Lord, give me my daily bread. Lord, meet the need. How many of the Lord can do that? Now, sometimes people just want it to drop out of the sky, poof, on your front door. It could happen, but generally he'll bless the work of your hands. Lord, make me creative. Amen? Now, here's a hard thing. I'm just in love. I'm going to share this. If you're on a fixed income, okay, then the Lord can unfix it. I said the Lord can unfix it. He can give you ideas. He can help you in areas. Can God do it? He can. The Lord's able. Picture Paul now in prison, and now he hears a word that a whole church is being blessed. Verse 20. Now unto God our Father be glory, honor forever and ever. I love this. Verse 21. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. He desires to single out every member of the church in his greeting. It'd be like, Allie, thank you. Tom, thank you. Ann, thank you. Can you imagine being that? Salute every saint. Now, what if that was you and you knew the Apostle Paul? He was all that. Humble, but man, he was a mighty man of God. What if he called you out and says, man, thank you, and you, and you, and you, and you. That would make you feel special, wouldn't it? How'd you like to have that service and that letter was written? It said, salute every member in the church. The brothers that are with me greet you also. Now, it's hard to say who those were with him at that moment, but whoever was with him, they were shouting their cheers to. Now, if you were with the Apostle Paul and you knew that he was going to lose his life, and all of a sudden this brought him great joy, how many of sometimes you would be happy that he's happy? Sometimes I get happy when somebody else is happy. Just when they're, oh, I'm so happy you're blessed. That makes me feel, that's awesome. We're entering this time of Thanksgiving, and let's also be mindful. Maybe somebody lost somebody during this time, or somebody may be alone. Sometimes holidays can add a little layer to that. Let's be sensitive in that. Say, you know what? I want to make sure people are blessed. Call somebody. Be keen about those things. When he singles out every member, Jesus will single you out. Now let's fast forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We all get to be with Jesus. Yes. Oh man, wouldn't that be cool? Yes. Now if there's a table there, there has to be a whole lot of tables. Will there be one long table or a bunch of tables all sideways? I have no clue. But all I do know is I've been invited. Amen. Amen? I don't know who's going to do the cooking. I don't know what kind of food's going to be there. But whatever it is, it's going to be good and no calories will be there. Right. Amen? Amen? But the fellowship. See, if you could have your own planet, and the Lord said, yeah, you can have one, but you'll be the only one on it. What a lonely place that would be. You could walk the whole planet. That would be yours. What a lonely place. It takes people in this. Paul's saying, listen to me, my heart is so knit with you, Philippians. I appreciate your gift. Make sure you tell every single person. It'd be like this. If I could go there myself, I would. But since I can't, please send that word. Can you imagine hanging on these words saying, oh, that is so awesome. It says this, the brethren which are also with me salute you. That small inner circle. Now, there's conjecture on who that can be. Scripture doesn't give indication, so neither will I. But whoever was there had the same heart and mind. You cannot be in a church that's a giving church and not become a giver. Amen. Yeah, it goes against your nature and also the nature of the fellowship. I want this church to be known by his presence. I do. I want him to be known by the love of God that is here. That the people are mature in the faith. That whomsoever will may come. I want that tenure to always be brought forth. And I want to be brought forth that we're givers too. We care about people. Amen? Whether they can ever give back or not, we care about you. Is this good, church? Are you enjoying tonight? Look at verse 22. And all the saints salute you, chiefly them that are of Caesar's household. I love this. It's like all the Christians in Rome, especially those that are in Caesar's household. He's made an impact even in Caesar's household. The where he's going to lose his life, he's preached the gospel freely. When we get to heaven, we're going to wonder how many people got their life right. Oh, cool. You were there too, huh? Cool. That's awesome. I read about you. How many of you can read scripture and know that you can see these things appear? I look forward to meeting Joshua.
Yeah. Amen.
Say amen. See King David. I'm looking forward to meeting Eve. I got a lot of questions for Eve. I really do. I mean, who told her about childbirth? When it says, I delivered of the Lord a child, how many of us the Lord had to help that area?
Right.
How many of us that was a big thing? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Amen? Did Adam have a belly button? I don't know. We'll see. That's another topic. Amen? But some of you are going, oh yeah, maybe. All right. Look at verse 23. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. Listen, that grace is upon. The grace of our Lord be upon you. What a pronouncement. What a blessing. Galatians 6:18, Romans 16:24, 1 Thessalonians 5:28 all say grace be upon you. He's speaking a blessing upon like we should in the church. Grace be upon you and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many times the salutation started in the beginning of the epistle. Now he's finishing it off. Tell every member, thank you, and God's grace be upon you. How many would go, I receive that? Amen. How many would walk out of that church and say, well, I'm so glad I only gave a little bit. I'm glad it made it to Paul. Here's the next thing. If you give a blessing, make sure it makes where you're going to go. Don't let it stop short and have eat your own seed. Oh, say amen. This is earmarked for the Lord. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, come on. How many knows if you offered it to the Lord, offer it to him. No thunderous amens in here, amen. How many knows that may cost you a little bit, but God will always bring it back. And how many ever had some oddball things happen? This is working. Like the last 2 years before Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, our garbage disposal has puked out. Two separate homes, two different places. Both of them, the garbage disposal just quits. I'm like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. I don't know why, but how many of us, that's just like a nuisance. How many ever had nuisance things happen to you? Amen. It's like driving a hoopty. You just don't know if it's going to run after a while. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How many ever had a car that you had to pray that it worked? Do not put Jesus is your source on that car. Amen. Don't do it. Don't do it. The apostle's greeting was like this. Look, grace be unto you. Blessing be upon. Every salutation like this should be that we're friendly and we're not stubborn. We're courteous. That's what we're about. Paul wanted a gift to know that, listen to me, I don't take it in vain. I've seen this happen in services where people feel obliged, obligated, and prideful about it. When you give, thank you, Lord, for being it. Amen? And the person who receives it needs to receive it with thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen? That's how gifts should be given and also received. It makes all the difference. Now, there are certain times where you can give in secret. That's a private thing there where you don't want to be known in the area, but God will locate you too. Amen? I want to share this as a testimony. In this church, people have given money so little kids could have eyeglasses. Family couldn't afford it. People in this church have given money to people to buy clothes for other people. No questions asked. Lord, bless them. Amen? How many of the Lord will bring that back? Paul's standing tall in this and saying, listen to me, I'm enslaved, but it doesn't matter. Your gift has been a blessing to me. And what I appreciate about this time, and I'll close with this. During Nero's reign, a lot of people were enslaved. And there was a community of loving Christians that were willing to help out other churches in that arena. It was such a contrast of people that were being enslaved versus a loving community of Christians saying, hey, I want to be a blessing. The church needs to stick out like that. Amen? And if truth be known, more Christian organizations give more money to the field than any secular organization does across the board. More dollars make it out there. They're not squandered up with all the administrative stuff. They get it to the fields. I mean, that's an awesome thing. Can you see this church? He's closing this letter. I read this and I was overjoyed as I thought that Maybe the Lord will open up heaven just for a moment so the Philippians that were there in that church could hear this sermon. I don't know, but can you imagine them going, oh, Lord, we never knew. I'll make all grace abound. That was my prayer, Lord, that you'd open heaven, that they get a chance to hear. Wouldn't, if you're in heaven right now, wouldn't you be like, oh, Lord, I could have done more. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's because of you. What about the Apostle Paul? Maybe they pulled back the curtain just to watch our service for a moment, saying, yep, that's so true. I was so thankful for those people. Amen. We need to make Scripture not only alive and current, but it's already going on now. These things are set in motion. And I feel with all my heart that if the Lord should tarry, your gifts will do the same thanksgiving for another generation. Amen. And like many of you, you want it to come back upon your kids, and if the Lord should tarry on your grandkids, and if the Lord really should wait on your great-grandkids. Are you with me? How many want them blessed? Father, tonight, Lord, we thank you. Lord, like the Philippians, Lord God, the apostle was so thankful that twice they blessed him. Lord, we want to be that blessing, Lord. Lord, and it's not so much the monetary value. It was the heart behind it. Lord, let us have the right heart that we just want to give. We just want to be a blessing, Lord. Lord, it's in there you open the windows of heaven. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to teach us that, Lord, we don't give out of necessity or out of compulsion, but cheerfully, Lord. Lord, help us in our finances, God. And Lord, that the needs that arise in our lives, Lord, you're able to meet them. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to always look out and to realize who we are in Christ. Lord, like the apostle pronounced a blessing on the Philippian church, Lord, tonight, pronounce a blessing upon your people. If you would, lift your hands towards heaven. Father, a blessing upon your people tonight. Lord, prophetically, Lord God, meet every need in each home. Lord, I come against lack in the name of Jesus. Lord, that great grace will be upon your people. Lord, from near and far, Lord God, let the waves come in, Lord God. That, Lord, when a need arises, the substance will be there. Lord, make us a blessing, Lord God, in this church. That, God, you'll open the windows of heaven, Lord God, and pour out. Lord, we speak, Lord God, to this building. Lord God, the finances to be paid for. Lord, increase. Increase in the name of Jesus. Lord, that the mighty harvest that's coming, Lord God, we have ample to meet every need according to your riches and glory. Father, I ask you, Lord God, for those that are struggling now, how many need a financial breakthrough in your life? Just lift it up high. Just wave it at me for a minute. You need a financial breakthrough. Father, in the name of Jesus, open the windows of heaven. Satan, I bind your work in the name of Jesus. And God, bless your people, Lord God. Lord, increase, Lord God, in every measure. Lord, if they need health in their bodies, strength and healing in Jesus' name. Father, even now, Lord God, do a work. Lord God, help us, Jesus, to walk according to your measure, to be obedient, Lord God. Now minister your grace in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, bless us as we go. And Lord, bring us back in that appointed time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great evening. Make sure you greet somebody before you go.